Okay, today's daf is Brachas Yerushalmi, daf Mem Vav, as we continue here in the fourth parak of Maseches Brachas, and the Maseches Shiurim are sponsored by the Elman family, Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chiel, Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas, Rabbi Chaim, Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Bar Alei, Bazriel Rubin, and Basha, Bas, Rabbi Yamin Rubin, Aleihem Hashalom. So today we talk about what happens when there's an overlap. Yesterday we were talking about Kini'ila Pater Mayriv, right? That was the discussion at the end of the shiur, when we spoke about 2 days of what ni'ila is it ni'ilas sha'arim, ni'ila shari shamayim, that was Rav, is ni'ila shari heichal, that was Rabbi Yochanan, right, in Machlokas about when you could say ni'ila till, when you should start ni'ila, but today, let's start towards the bottom of the Yamud, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman on Mem of Hey Amabes, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Yom HaKippurim Shechalias B'Shabbos, Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos, even though Ni'ila has nothing to do with Shabbos, Ni'ila is just Yom Kippur related, but because it's also Shabbos, I mention Shabbos in Ni'ila, even though because it is in overlap. Right? What's the Chiddush? So the Charedim explains, based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chav Dalet, Yom Hushin is Chayav Arba Tefilas. Because this Shabbos is Mechayev 4 Tefilas. Even though usually Shabbos is only Mechayev 3 during the day, but this one is 4. The Afal Pishin Tefilas Ni'ilah B'Shabbos, even though it's not, it doesn't really have anything inherently to do with Shabbos. That is the first statement of Rabbi Shimon Levi, Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Osefin Alei, and they learned from the words of Rabbi Shimon Levi, the Chachamim learned that not only is it Yom Kippur Shabbos, that during the Ilah, you have to mention Shabbos, but also Rosh Chodesh Shechalias B'tayin Sibur. Rosh Chodesh and a fast day that overlap. How do you have that? So usually nowadays we don't have any fast days that are Rosh Chodesh. But in the days of old when they created fast days because of Tzaras, because of rain, they try not to have it overlap Monday, Thursday, Monday, Monday, but sometimes it did. So if it ever happened that Rosh Chodesh turned into a Tainis Sibur, Afal Bish, and we mentioned yesterday the Mishnah in Tainis that they said Ni'ilah on those fast days that they had for the rain. So Rosh Chodesh also is not usually related to Ni'ilah, but because this Rosh Chodesh has Ni'ilah, Afal Bish ain't Ni'ilah b'Rosh Chodesh, Maskash Rosh Chodesh b'Ni'ilah. But we still mention in the Ni'ilah of the fast day, we mention Rosh Chodesh, we say Yalav Yavo, and have that connected, right? The Charedim says, even though Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, right? So how could you have this Moed and fast day? But still, it does not say Yom Mishta V'Simcha. Rosh Chodesh is not called Mishta V'Simcha, right? We know that's there's no Chiv of Su'uda on Rosh Chodesh. There's a mitzvah. That's that, maybe the shortest simon in the Shulchan Aruch. I'm not sure. But it is a 5-word simon in Shulchan Aruch. Tuf Yud Tes. Ubo Sif Echad, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, right? Mitzvah, the tour in his, I saw this recently in his introduction to tour. So he writes in our Chaim, he says, my book is going to be divided into three sections, daily activities, that's Chelek, well, we would call Chelek Aleph and Beis in the Mishnah Berurah, and then Shabbos, and then everything else. And he starts with Rosh Chodesh. We usually think like it starts with Pesach because Rosh Chodesh is hidden, tucked away at the end of Chelek Dalad of the Mishnah Berurah. But we forget it starts with Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, and then Pesach, and then all the way through Megillah. So there, in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mitzvah laharbos besudas Rosh Chodesh. That's the whole simon. Right? Mitzvah to be marbe. I mean, there's a chi of su'udah, but there's a mitzvah to be marbe. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Medaktikim. When Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, you should have, or even during the week, but especially on Shabbos when you have to work harder for it, you should have one food that's just the Rosh Chodesh food. Right? That's the unusual. Kishachal Rosh Chodesh b'chol, osem machal echad yosem b'kol ha-yamim l'kvod Rosh Chodesh, ushachal b'shabbos, osem machal echad yosem b'rashin ogim b'chol shabbosos. Kadesh yinikar kavet shal Rosh Chodesh. Right? That's the Mishnah Berurah adds that in. That's tough you test. But there's no chiyuv. There's a mitzvah to be marbe. Right? There's a chassidish vart that says, that the Navi says, I think Eliyahu Navi says to Bnei Yisrael, on Masa Ata Poseach al Shtei Asifim, right? Since when are you like going back and forth with Avodah Zarah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, back and forth, you Poseach al Shtei Asifim? But they say, Derek Drush, that the two little seifim in Shulchan Aruch, there's a little sif that says to eat Malava Malka, and there's a little sif that says to eat Seudos Rosh Chodesh. They're both not as mechuyev as other Seudos, but they should try to be careful about them. So that's why, why do you keep skipping those two seifim? Okay, but that's the added a point. Interesting, what's the Hosafa? Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, oh, Yom Kippur that falls down on Shabbos, you have to mention Shabbos in Yom Kippur. And they added on to that, that not only that, but also when Rosh Chodesh falls out with a fast day. Right? As if there's an added Chiddush. As if that's not obvious, but it's just, it's added. Interesting. So this relates to a topic that we've discussed. You know what, let's just do the next section, and then we'll talk about this topic. Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the next statement of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Shabbos shechal aliyos b'chanukah. Shabbos and Chanukah. Afal b'she'en Musaf b'chanukah, right? Shabbos, Chanukah. Musaf is not because of Chanukah. The other days of Chanukah, we don't daven Musaf. It's only because of Shabbos. Still, maskir shel Chanukah b'Musaf. We still mention Al-Anisim. We mention Al-Anisim in Musaf, even though, really, Chanukah is not related to Musaf. Osvin alei, and they added again onto that statement of Rav Shua ben Levi, Rosh Chodesh shechalios b'tocha. Rosh Chodesh, during Chanukah, same idea. Musaf is related to Rosh Chodesh and not to Chanukah. Avav Yishein Musaf b'Chanukah, Masker Shal Chanukah b'Musaf. That is number two section. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll continue in a few minutes. This relates to the issue of when we have overlapping days, how do we view it in Halacha? Right, and the root of it is already in the Gemara. The root of this alumnus is in the Gemara. The Gemara in Beit Tzadaf Yud Zayin quotes a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. When you have Shabbos and Yontif together, how many brachos are there in the Amida? How many brachos? So we're used to seven. Every weekday is 19, every Yontif is seven, except Rosh Hashanah, Musaf. So in the days of old, the Baal Amar quotes, they used to daven Rosh Hashanah, nine brachos. Every Shmoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, that was long, but all the others are seven. Now only cut it to Beis Hillel. Tana Rabbanan, Yom Tov Shochalis B'Shabbos, B'Shabbos Yomrim Mispal Shmona, eight brachos. Eight brachas. You have the three at the beginning and the three at the end, and then one for Shabbos and one for Yontif. Right, that's Beis Shammai. Shabbos b'fnei atzma, v'yontif b'fnei atzma. U'beis Hillel omrim, no, mispal sheva. Maskla b'shol Shabbos, u'misayim b'shol Shabbos, v'omar kedushas hayom be'emsa. You combine Shabbos and yontif. And Beis Shammai says, no, you don't combine. What's the machlokas about? If you don't want to say it's just technical Shmona Esri issues, well, how do we view the Shabbos and yontif entity? Do we view it as Shabbos, comma, Yontif? It's Shabbos and it's Yontif. Or do we now view it as Shabbos hyphenated Yontif? It's Shabbos Yontif. It's not Shabbos. It's not Yontif. It's Shabbos Yontif. And that's a birya b'fnei atzma. It's kind of like an androgynous, right? It's a birya b'fnei atzma, right? These are and maybe that's the machlokas. How could you combine? And you might say that certain days are combinable and certain days are less combinable. You have Shabbos and Yontif. You have Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Right? Shabbos and Yom Kippur. What about that? There is a fascinating machlokas. Whenever we spoke about this, we mentioned a couple of sources. There's a fascinating machlokas in the Tur. The Tur quotes from his brother. What happens? You have Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. We know Shabbos, if you forget Ritzeh, you have to repeat. On Yom Rosh Chodesh, you have to get Yal V'Yavo. You don't have to repeat in benching. What happens if on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, you said Ritzeh, but you forgot Yal V'Yavo? What's the halacha there? So you said Ritzeh, but you've got Yal V'Yavo. So Yal V'Yavo, usually you don't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei if you get Yal V'Yavo in benching. But today, you have a chiyuv to eat bread. Usually the rule is, if you have a chiyuv to eat bread, then you have to repeat. But you don't have to eat bread because of the Yal V'Yavo. You have to eat bread because of the Ritzeh. So what's the halacha? The Torah quotes a machlokas. Whether you have to eat. Simen Kuf Pei Ches and Arachayim. The Torah quotes. V'kasav V'imcha Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos V'izkir Shol Shabbos L'izkir Shol Rosh Chodesh Haya Omer Reb Yosef. She'ein machzirin in pasach patova meitiv. You don't have to go back. Ava gav dahashti lo sagi de lo achil. Even though you have to eat bread today, mikol makom mishum hay miyuta lo tiknu lachzar. No, for that leaving out, you don't have to. V'gam chiyav achila dayoma mishum Shabbosu. The chiyav to eat bread is because of Shabbos, not because of Rosh Chodesh. Because of achi Reb Yechiel, my brother Reb Yechiel said. Right, these were all sons of the tour. My brother Reb Yechiel said, v'yesh cholkim bazeh. I argue. And that's what I think, says the Tur. Why? The Raya Mishum, he quotes the Gemara that we just saw in the Charedim. Yom Shen is Chayev Arbat Tfilas. It's a day that's Chayev and Arbat Tfilas. That's why you mentioned Shabbos, we mentioned by Yom Kippur. Hachanami, even the Sof Sof Lo Sagi De Lo Achil, Sarech Lachzer Lavarech. So what's that machlokas about? So that could be our issue. Is it Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? And then Rosh Chodesh is a separate entity. It just happens to overlap. Or is it Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Right? Maybe the Gemara thought here, maybe, that Rosh Chodesh Levi starts off with Shabbos Yom Kippur. And then the Gemara says, okay, also Rosh Chodesh and Tainus Sibur. Shabbos Yom Kippur might be a smoother connection than Tainus Sibur and Rosh Chodesh. Than even Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos and Yom Kippur are both Shabbos Shabbason. Maybe those are the two that are most easily combinable, so to speak. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe Shabbos Yontif. Right? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yontif, Kulan Shabsos Hashem. Remember, the Rambam holds that you need Kavod and Odig on Shabbos and on Yontif. And you need three meals on Shabbos and on Yontif. The Rambam says you need Shalosh Shudos on Yontif. Because Yontif is all paralleled after Shabbos. And they're all Shabsos Hashem. So is maybe Yom Kippur is different. Yom Kippur is Shvisas Asar. You have Yisurim, Yisur Malacha. But there's another interesting machlokas, achronim, machlokas between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Yar Sameach, about if somebody is deathly ill and they have to eat on Yom Kippur, do they make Kiddush? So one of them, I think it's Rabbi Kiva Eger, that says, you generally don't make Kiddush if you have to eat on Yom Kippur, but if it's Yom Kippur Shabbos, then you have to make Kiddush, because after all, it's Shabbos. You can't eat on Yom Shabbos without Kiddush. So it's Shabbos also, you have to make Kiddush. And the Ar Sameach says, no, this is Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur does not get Kiddush. There was never a did of Kiddush. So again, Rabbi Kiva Eger could say it's one and the other. It's Shabbos and it's Yom Kippur. So if you're eating today, it's also Shabbos. And the Ar Sameach says, no, it's Shabbos Yom Kippur. And if it's Shabbos Yom Kippur, there's no Kiddush on Yom Kippur, even though part of the Kedusha is Shabbos. These are all many nafkaminis halacha. I'll just mention one more, because I got a WhatsApp about this this past Shabbos. Right, not on Shabbos, but right on Erev Shabbos on Friday. This past Shabbos was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. So on Friday, I got a WhatsApp from a Talmud many years ago. I remember you're talking about a shir and a topic about Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and something about Rav Shlomo Zalman. I said, oh, wow. Right, this machlokas of Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva. There was somebody in jail, and it was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and they were in jail. They didn't have a sitter, so they didn't know what to do. So they didn't know Atta Yatzarta by heart. So they said Tikanta Shabbos. They figured that, okay, that's the best I could do. They said Tikanta Shabbos. Later that day, they got out of jail, and they got a sitter. What do you do now? Rav Moshe Paskind, you say the weekday Rosh Chodesh Shmona Esrei. Because you were already Yotzei your Shabbos Shmona Esrei with Tikanta Shabbos, so now you should say your weekday. So you say Rosh Chodesh Malam Chonasata. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. You say Atta Yatzarta now. Right, just because you said Tikanta Shabbos, today is Atta Yatzarta. It's out of goofed. It could be the Machlokas also between the two. But each one can be analyzed. So here we have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. No, here we have Yom Kippur Shabbos, and then Tainus Sibur Rosh Chodesh. That one is not always spoken about. And then we have Chanukah and Shabbos, and then we have Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh. Okay, we continue now. Next, Rosh Chodesh Shachalios Betainus. Rosh Chodesh, like we said before, Rosh Chodesh on a fast. Heich Mazkir Hu, we're going to read the Charedim's Girsa. Heich Mazkir Hu Sheltainus B'Musaf. Right? Sheltainus, we know we say Anenu. We say Anenu. And in the days of old, they used to say Anenu in every tefillah. Our minhag is only to say it by mincha. But they used to say it in every tefillah. But we'll get back to that soon. But so where do you say Anenu in Musaf? When you have Rosh Chodesh, Tainus Sibur. Heich Mazkir Hu Sheltainus B'Musaf. So three different opinions. Reb Zeira Omar Behodaya, you say it in Modim. Reb Abba Bar Mamal Omar Ba'avoda, you say it in Ritzei. Reb Yavina Omar Omra Bracha Chamishis is our girsa of the Charedim. Right, you say it in the fifth, meaning first you have Rosh Chodesh as the fourth bracha, and then you have Tainus Sibur Anenu as the fifth. The Charedim points out that this is all only regarding the Shliach Tzibur. The Yachid says it at the end by Elokai Nitzor. Right, that's the Ha'ara of the Charedim. Aval Yachid Yachol Lios Ovsha Omer Elokai Nitzor Kamo Shekasa V'Alachas Gedolos. So those are the three opinions where one would put it. Amar Rabbi Abba Ma Matzinu B'chol Makom. Rabbi Abba is explaining Rabbi Avina's opinion. Rabbi Avinu said he have it as a separate bracha. Bracha Chamishas. So Rabbi Abba says, Ma Matzinim B'chol Makom, Omra Bracha Revias, just like Rosh Chodesh, on a weekday, it always gets to be the fourth bracha. So Afkana, Omer Bracha Raviyah, so too Rosh Chodesh gets to be the fourth bracha, and therefore the fasting is the fifth bracha. So that's not going to combine into one bracha. Right? That's not going to combine into one bracha. When we have Shabbos on Yontif, and we have, you know, Chanukah and Yalav Yavo, so then there could be a parallel. But here, to put them in the same bracha is more difficult. So we'll have it one after another. V'chein nafak uvda kahada drevi abba. And also, a story happened, and Rosh Chodesh and Tainis Seber, you know, you think it never happened. But we say Rosh Chodesh happened on Tainis Seber, and the Chachmei Adar followed Rebbe Abba. So what exactly did they follow? Which Rebbe Abba are we talking about? So that's a discussion. If you look in the Haredim, he quotes, Yesh lehis topic. Hi, Rebbe Abba Mihu, right? Because we have, out of our opinions, we have Rebbe Abba Bar Mamal, who says to put it in Ritzei, and where we have Rebbe Abba, who supported Rebbe Avina's Pshat. So we have three Pshatim. One of them was a Rebbe Abba Bar Mamal, but the third Pshat was supported by Rebbe Abba. So which Rebbe Abba? So Mistavra, he quotes from the Rosh that it is Rebbe Abba Bar Mamal's opinion. That's the one that this doesn't come up anymore, but that's the halacha, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, who says it ba'avoda. That's what we would say. The Rashbash in the Tshuva also discusses this, which Rabbi Abba is the one that we would follow. Rashbash in the Tshuva and Simon Tuf Reish Hei, Ulini Askaras Anenu B'musuf, Rabu Kamo Ravu Bazeh Hadeos. Right, many different opinions. Again, we never even thought it was an opinion. How could you ever have an anenu with a musaf? But that's what the Rashbash says. The Rashba says you focus on avoda because he proves it from here, from the Yerushalmi here. The question is, what is the Rebbe Abba that is described? As we mentioned earlier, the anenu used to be said by all the tefillahs. Why don't we say it all today? So there's a Rashi in Maseches Shabbos on Daf Chavdalid where Rashi notes that the Gemara there seems to say Arvis. They said it even at Ma'ariv before. So Rashi quotes from the Tshuvas HaGaonim that the Avavish Asil Lechol La'achar Tefilah Mispalat Tefilas Tainas. Even if you're planning to eat that night, right? Fast days generally start in the morning, except for Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. You still would say Anenu at night because the Chalos Shem fast day is already here. V'Lel Machraso Avavish Odenu B'Tainas Mispalat Tefilas Arvis Einu Mispalat Tefilas Tainas. Right after the fast, you don't daven Anenu there. So if divrei gonim, aval ein anu regil lomar arvis vafilu shachris. Rashi says Shabbos Chavdalid, we don't say anenu in Ma'ariv, we don't say anenu in even shachris. Why? What are we going to say anenu biyom som tani seinu? What if we don't end up fasting the whole day? Right, we're going to say anenu. If I'm a yachid, so then there's a chance that I might not fast and I'm a shachran and I'm a liar. And if I'm a liar, so therefore I don't want to say it. Shema yera la ones choli obolmis v'yitom klum v'nims a shachran b'tfiloso, says Rashi, Shabbos Chavdalid. By mincha, it's already yod, I'm already, even if I happen to break my fast towards the end of the day, I already did a lot of the fast and maybe there's a good chance that I'll continue because I am already at mincha time. But the shliach tzibur already says it in the morning. Because on behalf of the tzibur, we can assume that the tzibur, not everybody from the tzibur is going to not fast, and therefore when it comes to the tzibur, we can trust that the tzibur is going to say it, right? And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Tuf kuf samach hei, hilchas tainus. The Shulchan Aruch says, yesh omrim, she'en ayachid omer aneinu kiyim b'mincha. Right, that's what we do. Some say Anenu was only said by Mincha, Shema Yachzenu Bolmas, Venimsa Shakran Bitfiloso, right, quoting from the Tshuvas HaGaonim that Rashi quotes in Shabbos Chavdalim. Avashliach Tzibur Omer Gam Tfilah Shakran, Kshumispal Bakol Ram. Shiev Sheshlo Yisanu Ksas Meakol. It's impossible that some of the Kehila won't fast. Uba Arbat Somos? And the four fast days? Right, the four fast days, Asar Abateves and Shabbos Abatamos and Mechulu, Gam Yachid Omer Bakol Tfiloso. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins? Anenu is said by all the tefillos on this public fast days. Why? Because that's not something personal. The afilu yochzenu bulmis v'yochal, even if I'm not able to fast, shayach shaper lomar, anenu biyom tzom ta'anis hazeh. It's biyom tzom ta'anis seinu, even if I happen not to be fasting, but it's the yom tainis for Klal Yisrael. So if on a personal fast day, so then mail I can't, or it's a one for the rain, which is not a public kavua fast day. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes that Anenu is said by all the tefillos, kivan shedikra chacham lahasanos bo. And the Rama quotes the minhag of the Ashkenazim. No, even by those fast days, only mincha. V'nagu b'chalatzomo shel ala amru ki'im b'mincha, milvad ha-shliach tzibur she'omer b'shachris, k'shem ispalel b'kol rum. Right, that is the language of the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Kuf Samachay, Sif Gimel in Arachai. Okay. So that was all relating to the Shmona Esrei and how we position the brachas. Bameh Korin. So what's the laning on a Tainus Rosh Chodesh? On a fast day that they may Rosh Chodesh, right? You have one of two choices. Do you lane Tainus? Do you lane Rosh Chodesh? So Rabbi Yossi Omar, Korin brachos aklalos. Rabbi Yossi say, the brachas and the klalos, right? Which from Kisava. We never do that. But in the days of old, it seems like they read the brachas and the klalos for the tsaris, right? That's what that was the most appropriate laning. The Charedim again says, on a shliach, on a tainus sibor, we don't do that. We lane vayachal. But Rabbi Yossi says, right, the fast that they used to have, brachas and the klalos. Amale Rebbe Mina, begin modatun b'tainus. Why do you think that you should lane the brachas and the klalos? So that people know that it's a fast day. Right, you want people to realize, right, that it's a fast day, and that's why you're going to lane, right? If you lane from Rosh Chodesh, they won't realize it, and then they'll go home and have a big suda, right? That they're so you want to know that it's a fast day. What do you mean? Revi'in al me'ehon v'lo yadin di tanisa. They're lying on their stomachs. What does that mean? They just said tachnun, right? They just said tachnun. Whether you said to say tachnun in a little more extreme way than we say tachnun, maybe. So they just said tachnun. So that's enough for them to know that it's a fast day because on Rosh Chodesh you don't say tachnun. So you don't need the laning in order to announce to people that it's a fast day. Tachnun is good enough. Remember, just parenthetically, remember the Gemara in Bava Metzia, the end of the Tanur Shel Achnoi Gemara, right? Where they put Rebbe Elazar in Chayrim, and they were always nervous that if he says Tachnun, then something bad is going to happen because it's maybe they will put in Chayrim, and his Tachnun is going to be so powerful. So his wife always made sure they didn't say Tachnun. Sounds like he was always having at home. But there was one time that it was a. She thought it was a two-day Rosh Chodesh, and it was only a one-day Rosh Chodesh. She ended up saying Tachnun, and she didn't realize it. She walks in, she's like, oh, there's going to be tragedy. And they found out that Rabbi Gamliel died, right, a few minutes later. But the power of Tachnun, but you see from that Gemara, you don't say Tachnun Rosh Chodesh. But here, so that's what he says. You're going to say, Tachnun, Revi'in Ama'ev, Lo Yad Adit Anisa. And so they know already. So, says the Gemara, Amar Lei, says Rabbi Yossi back to Rabbi Mina. No, the reason I say the Shalim Brachas and Klalos is not because just to let people know that it is a fast day. Lo Diach, Hashikar Brachas and Klalos. To tell them that it's a fast day and they have to do tshuva and they should hear the Brachas and the Klalos and they should understand the seriousness of the day. That's what it is. And you could even say, as the Charedim explains, the Tachnun is to remind them to say the proper laning. Right? They do the, They have the laning, right? See the skinny lines. El mebnesha ikra tainis kadesh yeshuvu v'yichna levavam sarach behechrech sheyikru brachas v'klolos shemishabim aleiv. You have to hear the brachas and the klolos, so you have tshuva. V'tam nefilas apayim shalaskirim zeh sheyikru brachas v'klolos ki'ilu ein ze yom Rosh Chodesh, as if it's not Rosh Chodesh, and you push off laning of Rosh Chodesh to read the brachas and the klalos. So the only reason that you would have the tachnun is to make sure you get the right laning, the brachas and the klalos. Then, as the charedim, and asara b'teves, right, that sometimes could fall out on a Friday, you don't say tachnun on that Friday afternoon. Because what do you need tachnun there for? First of all, tachnun is after mincha, so after the laning. So you lane vayachal, but we don't need the tachnun there to remind us, and therefore that's what he says. He quotes this all from the Ran. No shalom lipal al panim b'mincha digim to lohayu noflam erev Shabbos or erev Shchodesh im lohayu tainus. You don't have to remind them for anything, and they already had the laning. So therefore, and we don't lane brachos and klalos anyway by mincha. So therefore, interesting. Atzar b'tevis makes it into the charedim there. Again, but we have this machlokas, what one would do, brachos or klalos or Rosh Chodesh. Reb Yudin Kaputkia, Amar Kumi Reb Yossi, B'shem Reb Yudah Ben Pazi, Karan Rosh Chodesh, right? He said, no, you lane the Rosh Chodesh when it's Rosh Chodesh Tainus. Kam Reb Yossi and Reb Yudah Ben Pazi, one time Reb Yossi met Reb Yudah Ben Pazi, Amar Lei, At Shamat Me Avucha De Milsa. Where do you hear this from, that you're supposed to lane the Rosh Chodesh laning? You heard it from your father? Amar Lei, Abba Lo Hava Amar Kain, Ella be'ein tav. No, my father only said it in Ein Tav, name of a place. Al yedei de'inun yadin dehu reish yarcha karen b'Rosh Chodesh. Only in Ein Tav, they knew or he wanted them to know. We'll see in a second about Rosh Chodesh. Ein Tav was different. That's what they landed the Rosh Chodesh landing when it was Rosh Chodesh Tainis Sibur. Hashar kol amakomos korin b'ra brachas v'klalos. Meaning he heard this Misora that, oh, you have to land Rosh Chodesh, and he clarified. No, it was only in Ein Tav they landed the Rosh Chodesh landing, not other places. What's unique about Ein Tav? Machlokas right here on the page. The Charedim says that they were not B'nai Torah. And therefore, if you don't do the Rosh Chodesh landing, they would not know the whole calendar. And therefore, dafke in Ein Tav, you have to do Rosh Chodesh. Klomar, kol anshi oso makom lo ibnei Torah, lo yalevem mimisha yeda molodos, v'kfiyas Rosh Chodeshim. And if you don't know that, they won't know as Rosh Chodesh, they're not b'kiyin b'kfiyah diyarcha. That's the Charedim. But if you look in most, the Mahara Fulda here, and others, that based on a Gemara Rosh Hashanah, daf chafei, and a Tosfos, no. In Ein Tav, that's where they were koveya the Chodesh. That's where the Kaveda Chodesh. So that's the only place that you knew Vadai was Rosh Chodesh. All other places, maybe they didn't know yet, the Eidim didn't get there, the Shlichim. Davka Ein Tav, that's where it's Vadai Rosh Chodesh, and therefore it's appropriate to lane Rosh Chodesh. Shahu Yodin Sham Bibari, Shahu Rosh Chodesh, Masha Ein Kain, Bimakomos Acherim. That's based on a Tosfos in the Rosh Hashanah, Davka Fe, that talks about Ein, that talks about Ein Tav. So these are different deos about what one is supposed to do about Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Tainis. Interesting, Ar Zarua. The Ar Zarua in Hilchas Shabbos discusses sometimes we will paskin like an unusual makor against a Bavli or a Yerushalmi. That's what the Ar Zarua says here in Simen Chav Gimel in Hilchas Shabbos. He says, Upsikta v'Yerushalmi v'Talmudi Dun. Right, he talks about a different context, but he just brings our case as an example. Shahare kama minhagim sha'anu manichim Talmud didan va'osim al pi shar svarim shalagados. Like it says in Perek Mamayot, it says in Masechta Shabbos, Tamas chusavos. And we still mention schusavos because of the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, that schusavos continues forever and ever. La'olam schusavos kayemetz v'chulu. And also, what's his second example? Right, it says on the Tanya Sibur, you read brachas and klalos. And it says in Gemara, klalos al Torah's Kohanim. V'yon regil l'gros v'yachal Moshe. We lay in v'yachal even in the mornings, even though the Bible, Yerushalmi, all say you should lay in the brachas and the klalos. Why? Because there's a psikta. There's a psikta that says you should lay in v'yachal. So sometimes we find these unusual makoros. Or not that we find. It just so happens that Klal Yisrael have adopted certain minhagim that are not only based on... They're in Chazal. Not to be in Chazal, but sometimes it'll be even against some of the more run-of-the-mill sources. Weiter. Yirmiya Safra Shal Rab Yirmiya. Rab Yirmiya Safra. Yes, Rab Yirmiya, the Sofer. Rosh Chodesh Chol Yisbe Shabbos B'Mekorin. So what about Rosh Chodesh Shabbos? The laning on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. There is a Mishnah in Megillah that says, you're mafsikin, as we'll see soon, for Rosh Chodesh. So does that mean that you switch the maftir? That's what we do? Or you switch the whole laning? You switch the whole laning. So that's the assumption of this Gemara right here. So I'm like, Karim Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Yirmiya answers, you lane the Rosh Chodesh laning, just like if it's Yontif Shabbos, the Parsha gets pushed off. So too, Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, the Parsha would get pushed off. Amar Rabbi Chelbo, Kumi Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Chelbo said in front of Rabbi Ami, "You must eat Somerkin." That's the Mishnah in Megillah. La kol mafsikin, la rashi chadashim, la chanukah, la purim. And the way that the Gemara understands that, the way that Rabbi Chelbo explains that, is that you don't do the laning. You don't do the regular parsha. You just lay in Rosh Chodesh. You just lay in Chanukah, and you split that up into seven aliyos, right? Because it's Shabbos, you have to have seven aliyos, right? That's not what we do, right? We just switch the maftirs in these cases. Yitzchak sechora shal Rabbi Yitzchak. Interesting. So Rabbi Yirmiya Safra asked Rabbi Yirmiya. Yitzchak Sora asked Rabbi Yitzchak. I saw one of the Achronim in the back. I think the Kofa Yitzchak quotes the Tshuva of the Noda Behuda. The Noda Behuda says, there's never a Tana or an Amora that has two names. Except like Abishol or Abachilkia. Because it's just Abish. Abish is more of a nickname. So he quotes here, is this a double name? Rishonim generally don't have two names either. There's a Yaakov Yisrael quoted in Tosfos and Maseches Ksuvos. Right, I think it's Yaakov Yisrael. But generally they don't have. Two names became later. All the Rishonim only have one name. But the Tanam and the Amoram, they know the Behudas, in Arachayim Tinyana Simin Kuf Yud Gimel. So he quotes, so he wonders, is this an exception? Maybe Socher here means like merchant, like the earlier Sofer means scribe. So maybe this isn't a second name. Okay, unclear. Yitzchak Tzor Shol Rabbi Yitzchak, Rosh Chodesh, Chodesh B'chanukah Mekorin. Ah, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, what do you lane? What do you lane? So we know what we do, and there's so much literature about what if you messed up? Because it's very common to mess up. What if you did the wrong thing? Right? So what do you do? So Amar Lekorin B'shlosha B'Rosh Chodesh V'Acha B'chanukah. That's what we do. Right? You have the Rosh Chodesh laning, and you split it up to three aliyahs, and then you lane Chanukah. Rabbi Pinchas, why do we do that? Tadir Shenu Tadir. Tadir wins. Right, so that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Abba Bar Zamina, Matu Mimba B'Shem, Rabbi Avdima Dimin Chayfa, Korin Shlosha B'Chanukah V'Echad Rosh Chodesh. The opposite, you lane Chanukah Lo Diachash Lo Bar Revi El Machwas Rosh Chodesh. You want Rosh Chodesh to be the fourth Aliyah to show that the only reason we're having four Aliyos today is Rosh Chodesh. Because Chanukah gets three Aliyos, so we have Rosh Chodesh as the fourth Aliyah to show that. Good. Reb Bar Shalmiya Safra Shaal Rebbe Mana Haga Atzbacha. Let me ask you. Shachar Rosh Chodesh Shal Chanukah Lias B'Shabbos. What about Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Shabbos? Velo Shiva Inun Korin? Right? Within the opinion, right, that we said before, that you can have seven Aliyos within the Rosh Chodesh laning. But on Shabbos, right, you don't have the reason of Lahodia to have Rosh Chodesh as the fourth Aliyah. So there you don't have Rosh Chodesh as the fourth Aliyah. And yet, what do we have? And we still say Tadir Sheino Tadir, and we have Rosh Chodesh earlier. So on Shabbos, you have Rosh Chodesh before Chanukah, even though that reason of Lahodia doesn't apply. So too on a weekday. Is the Chalameimer Shlobar Revi Elamachwas Rosh Chodesh? Is the Chalameimer Shlobar Revi Elamachwas Rosh Chodesh? Meaning it's rhetorical. On Shabbos, you don't need that. So therefore, basically, says Bar Shalmiya, there shouldn't be a difference. Rosh Chodesh should come before Shabbos. Tadir should beat that reason of Lahudia. Shehu shall, right, Lahudia, it's there, Shalo ba revi el machmas Rosh Chodesh. He thinks Tadir wins. Sha'al tinhu l'safra, right, the Charedim explains. Bar Shalmiya keeps talking to Rabbi Mana and says, I asked this question to many rabbis. They didn't have an answer for me. Amar lai, Rabbi Mana answers, v'hada shi'ulta d'safra. It's a scholarly question. Great kasha. Great kasha, therefore there's no answer, and that's l'maisa what we do. Right? We have Rosh Chodesh, three aliyahs, and then we have Chanukah. There is another reason given by the Mefarshim, and that is Persume Nisa. Persume Nisa, we want Chanukah to be the last aliyah, and then we want on Shabbos, we want the Haftorah, but that is, that's the question about what, I'm sorry, let me go back for a second. Which Haftorah is done, and when it's Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah. So Tosfos and Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel says Chanukah because of Persume Nisa. The Ravon, I haven't used the Ravon, I've taken out my Ravon in a long time, so it's very exciting. Right, the Ravon quotes two days about this. In Ilchot Megillah, the Ravon quotes, Rosh Chodesh Tevet, Shecholias B'Shabbos, B'Chanukah, Nechleku B'Avtorah HaGaonim, Machlokes. Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yehuda HaKoenu, Banav HaYomor LaHavtir, B'Shamayim Kisi, Mitam Tadev Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Right? Hashemayim Kisi, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. We don't do that. Right? Va'od, and also, in Mashkichin Mechanika Tchila, for Rosh Chodesh Iker, Lam Lil Mer Rosh Chodesh Iker, Lafila Torah. Od, since in the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, what does it say? Mide Chodesh Bechadcho, Mide Shabbos Beshabato. You have that pasuk. So two beats one. You have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh mentioned in that Haftorah. Vein Dochen Shtayim, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Bnei Achas Chanukah. Va'achokim say, Persume Nisa, and that's what we hold. So even though I have all these other reasons for the other minag, says the Ravan, that this is our minag. One more line, we continue. Tfilas Erev Ein Lakeva, getting back to that line in the Mishnah of Ma'ariv. Tfilas Erev, doesn't have a set. Rebbe Mefaki La'avdan Amori, Rebbe commanded Avdan, who was his, in the days of old, they had a Meturgamon, someone who announced the shear. Achris Kume de Sibura, tell the Tzibur, Man de Matz, you know what? There's a lot to say on this. Let's stop by these two dots, and Hashem will pick up next time by the two dots. Okay.